Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yes, it's Whitey Infodamon today on 95.7 The Game. We got the Giants back in town tonight, right? Well, they've been in town, but they're back in action against the Detroit Tigers. And I was just talking about free agency, and people love NBA free agency. You said baseball used to be that way. And you pointed out that this year before the season started, we did have a few guys getting some big deals. One of those guys who got a big deal apparently is not happy with it. This is one of the strangest stories that I think I've ever heard in baseball. It has to do with Freddie Freeman. Freddie Freeman, who, of course, the Giants fans were not happy, to the total dissatisfaction, distress of Giants fans, Freddie Freeman signing with the Dodgers. Well, Freddie Freeman, as you know, he returned to Atlanta this weekend. Freddie Freeman's first time back in Atlanta. And yeah, everyone knew, oh, it's going to be emotional, right? He helped them win a World Series. It was way more emotional for Freddie Freeman than anyone anticipated. Here's Freddie Freeman meeting with the media Friday.
I've always told you guys how much I love the Braves and this city. And I thought I loved this city and this organization a lot, but I can tell how much I truly do love this organization and this city. But no, I don't even know how I'm going to get through this weekend, guys, to be honest.
That's a little unusual, right, Ray? I mean, bless him. He's a good guy and he had good times there, but my goodness, what was that?
I think we found out what it was when he read the story about the agent.
Yes, which we will get to. Freddie Freeman was asked if he regretted anything. Remember, he left the Braves as a free agent, went to the Dodgers. So before they played Friday, Freddie Freeman asked, do you regret anything?
The regret question is a whole different side of the story that I'm not here to talk about, because I think one-on-one with people I've talked to, that's a different side of it. Because if I got into that, we'd be here a long time. And that emotion would change big time. So, well, that helped me stop crying a little bit. Thanks. I think people that know me know a little bit about what happened a few months ago. So, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay, that's weird, right? That's weird. Yeah. Before you're playing your old team, oh, you have regrets? Well, I don't really want to talk about it. What? That's very unusual at the very least. You don't hear a player say that when he's coming back to play his old team.
No, but you also don't find out that your agent totally hosed you. And that's what that's the backstory,
it's
which
incredible.
We should get to now.
We will. We have one more from Freddie.
Oh, then
we
dear
will,
God.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman.
I think I'm crying so much because some of you know all of that, what happened. So it's hard. Yeah. I don't know if there's going to be compartmentalizing anything about tonight, even tomorrow and Sunday, because tomorrow's crowd is going to be a whole different crowd. Sunday's crowd is going to be a whole different crowd, too. So I don't know. I was looking forward to today. But I'm hoping it's Monday soon. So, gosh, this is a lot harder than I thought.
How about this, Ray? At one point, I didn't realize this. I knew that I saw, you know, SportsCenter. Oh, Freddie Freeman's back was very emotional. One point during that press conference, he had to leave. He broke down and had to leave, and the manager of the Braves had to talk to him to get him to go back out. So what in the world is going on? Clayton Kershaw said he's obviously been a big contributor for our team, and I hope we're not second fiddle. It's a pretty special team over here, too. I think whenever he gets comfortable over here, he'll really enjoy it. What is going on?
His agent screwed him.
Wow.
I mean, I'm not going to get into all the details, but essentially...
He fired his agent today, right?
He fired his agent because he wanted to stay with the Braves. But his agent, I guess, without telling Freeman, made a couple of contractual demands that were way out of line with what Freeman was willing to settle for. And the Braves just said, well, that's out of our price range, so go with God.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up signing a deal with the Dodgers, a deal which includes a deferred payment that, after California tax law gets a hold of it, makes the deal that he signed with the Dodgers less lucrative than the one that he would have gotten from the Braves.
Which was 5-135. He ended up 6-162 with the Dodgers.
Yeah. So essentially,
wow.
What happened was he got double dealt by his agent who was trying to pull a fast one. The bluff failed. He feels like he got betrayed and he left a place that he really didn't want to leave. It's not that he hates the Dodgers.
No.
It's that he got deceived and ended up taking money rather than having happiness. And he got burned because of it.
Freddie Freeman's agent, according to reports here, March 12th, Freddie Freeman's agent contacted the Braves, president of baseball ops, gave him two requests that far exceeded Freeman's expectations, and said the Braves had, you got 1 hour to respond. And Freeman's agents now say, oh, that wasn't an ultimatum. Freeman felt like it was. I don't know. I'm not sure what the Braves thought. But he got an update, and he was at his son's birthday party that night. And Freeman's like, in a day, he's like, I don't think I'm going to be a Brave anymore. And the Braves, they didn't panic, but they said, oh, we're losing Freddie. So they went out and got Matt Olson. So the agent screwed the whole thing up. Freddie Freeman is not blameless in this, though, Ray.
No, he agrees.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not like, you know, a gun was held to his head. You know, he chose to do what he did, but... You're always assuming that your agent is working for your best interests, and your best interests might not always be about finding the most money.
Mm-hmm.
And when your agent's doing stuff that he doesn't tell you he's doing, you know, that's not about, well, that's just a detail. You don't need to know about that. No, your agent works for you.
Agent's obligated, right? If there's any offer, team makes an offer, and the agent can say, well, I'm going to tell him not to accept it, but he's obligated to take it to you.
Well, but more than that, he's obligated... to explain the ramifications of the deal because he's supposed to be certified right. and good at this.
Right.
So I think Freeman felt like he got worked by his own guy and ended up giving up something he really wanted to keep for $26 million that's going to end up, you know, going to Sacramento.
Wow. He's not letting it affect his play. Going into today, Freddie Freeman, what is it, 304... 388 on base, 488 slugging percentage, 8 home runs. So it's not like he stinks or anything as a Dodger, but that was stunning. I've never heard anything like that. On the text line, agent already got his cut, though, right? I don't know about that, Ray. I guess so.
Yeah, but he doesn't, you know, I don't think he gets the cut from subsequent years of salary because they don't pay him the whole thing at once. And I'm not sure how agents get paid, but I don't think it's 5% of the whole deal. At the time of the signing, I think it's 5% of what you make per year. And if somebody knows better than I, then they can certainly tell you on the text line.
Mm-hmm. Woo. So I don't know. Freddie Freeman, is that open the door down the road for a potential return to the Braves? I mean, they
might trade him back.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Braves are doing fine without him. They're happy
sure
with Olson, you know, and it's, you know, they, I mean, and Olson costs less than Freeman did. So the Braves made out fine.
Mm-hmm.
They did not suffer at the position. They have a better defensive first baseman. And they're spending less money on what looks like it's going to be similar numbers.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard anything quite like that. We've heard in different sports, players unhappy with their agents. And then the players' reaction, Ray, it's like, it's unlike anything I've ever seen in sports. Haven't been covering it as closely nor for as long as you.
No, but no, that's a... That's a pretty exceptional situation where you find out as you're going to the team that you once played for to find out that your agent basically lied to you. And his reaction is jaw-dropping, no question. But the idea that the agent ran a bluff that the Braves called,
mm-hmm.
you know, I suppose that happens a lot. But, you know, Freeman didn't want to go. He was torn. And he found out that he went to a place he didn't really want to go to, or he would have preferred to not go to because he would rather stay at home.
Stay and thought he was going to stay and thought it would work out.
He was making more money.
Yeah.
By
I want to stay there. They want to keep me. This is great. And wait, what?
Yeah. So.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.